Do you remember the song Don't Worry, Be Happy by Bobby McFerrin? It was a great hit that inspired many, and to some, it became a philosophy of life that encouraged them to ignore their problems and just be happy. Another song you may remember is Hakuna Matata from Disney animation film The Lion King. According to the movie, Hakuna Matata means no worries for the rest of your days. It's a problem-free philosophy, Hakuna Matata. When Jesus says, do not worry in this passage, he isn't teaching a kind of Hakuna Matata problem-free philosophy of life. He's also not calling us to ignore life's challenges and put on a plastic smile as the song Don't Worry, Be Happy advocates. He offers a different solution to our worries that focuses not on the things of the world that leads to worries, but on one that trusts God. He isn't minimizing our struggles, but he is trying to maximize our vision of God. Jesus is saying that however big your problems are, you are serving a bigger and a greater God, so you can focus and trust in him. Just like us, the people of Jesus' time were anxious about their necessities of life. In particular, three areas in which Jesus uses as an example were food, drink, and clothes. Jesus wanted his disciples to be different from the other people and to understand that their worries were not worth the worry. He says in verses 25, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? And Jesus proceeds on and gives three reasons why Christians should not worry. The first one is that worry is worthless. Verses 26 says, look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour in your life? The truth is, worrying about our lives will accomplish nothing. Verses 27 points out that worrying is in fact unhealthy because it cannot add a single hour to our lives. Modern medicine shows that anxiety does not lengthen life, it tends to shorten it, and people can literally worry themselves sick and cause themselves to have stress-related sicknesses. Worrying is therefore not only worthless, but it's also harmful to your health. You see, it is a useless endeavor for my daughter Elsa to start worrying about her basic needs. Yet it is my job as the father to worry about them and to provide for her needs. Worrying is not a worthy companion. It is useless and very dangerous for your lives. The second point is that worry is blind. Verses 26 says, and why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the fields grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you? Worrying causes blindness that makes people not see what God is doing around them. It prevents them from learning the lesson of God's providence taught to us by nature, by the birds and the flowers. The birds and the flowers in this passage display a peace that should mark believers and is found in the knowledge that God is our Father and from Him we have everything that we need. So, do not let your worry blind your vision of who God is. And lastly, worry demonstrates failure to trust in God. Jesus in verses 31 to 32 says that the pagans' lack of faith causes them to worry about food, drinks, and clothing. He refers to them as you of little faith because they act as if God does not care or exist. When we don't trust God, we don't put him at the center of our lives, and therefore we let other things to come first. Our ambitions as believers must be to put God and his kingly rule at the top of our list of priorities. And God will take care of our needs, verses 33 says, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. When we get our priorities right, everything else falls into place. The answer to your worries isn't to ignore your problems or to give up in life, but it is to trust God. Trust God that he is in control. He gave up his only son for us so that we can have satisfaction of our spiritual need for salvation from sin. And we can trust him to provide for all our needs today and tomorrow. The issue isn't that we have insurmountable problems. The point is we have a small vision of God, of the Lord that we serve. In Jesus, we can truly say Hakuna Matata, not because we've ignored our worries or live a problem-free life, but because even in our problems, we can trust God and we can laugh in the face of danger. So don't worry, keep trusting in God always. Amen.